Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, all set and ready to join us. By the way, tickets for all Golden State Warrior home games. The Warriors coming back from their current four-game Eastern Conference road trip to face the Celtics Tuesday, March 5th at Oracle Arena. Tickets are still available on Warriors.com. In the event of a sellout, there are always last-minute holds and secondary tickets for resale on Warriors.com as well. Head coach Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Steve, I've been on vacation. It's been a long time since we've chatted. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I hope you enjoyed your vacation.
Thank you. I absolutely did. I know that you've come back to some un-warrior-like basketball here, but did you get a good getaway during the All-Star break?
Yeah, I did. Had a great 5 or 6 days down in San Diego, and a lot of our guys were thrilled to get away and get a little rest during the stretch run here. And I know we haven't played great since then, but I think that time away will definitely pay off in the long run.
Got a little Dwayne Wade magic to clip you at the end of that Miami game. Based on who Dwayne Wade is, you almost can't even be angry at that, right?
Yeah, I mean, just watching him in his last year has been really fun because he's got that sort of, this is it. I'm going to go have fun attitude, and he's playing great. You know, I think sometimes you watch a guy like Wade, who's maybe a different guy, who's a star, and it's sort of sad watching him play. But this guy, he's still doing it, and that play he made at the end of the game was incredible. And he's having a hell of a run. I'm sure he's enjoying himself.
I thought he should have just retired right there. Just, I'm done. Good night, everybody.
That's it.
Steve Kerr here on the Damon Bruce Show. So Kevin Durant, the only Warrior to play every game this season up until last night. I mean, durability is something we don't discuss enough. The man's durability is pretty amazing. And obviously, these are the best athletes in the world. When you talk about rest, Steve, how much of that is physical and how much is it a night away mentally from the game?
Yeah, it's both. These guys are banged up pretty much every night, just from the force and the physicality of the game and the wear and tear over long season. But just waking up one morning and not having to prepare mentally for the game is a break in itself. And I know it's tough for the fans because you buy a ticket, you expect to see somebody play, but our job as coaches, as an organization, is to try to keep everybody in as good shape as possible, especially going down the stretch and into the playoffs. And so every once in a while, a night off, I think, is really helpful for someone like KD.
Steve, the fan obsession with your 15th roster spot is something you probably didn't expect considering you're starting five All-Stars, but here we are. Everybody's looking at one of this, this roster saying, what about that last seat? What about it? Well, today is like buyout day, and you and Bob Myers, as you look at how you want to close out this season, are you concerned about it? I mean, I think last night it could have helped you, but most of the nights, it's really not that relevant based on who you are.
Yeah, I think the thing you have to look at is, are you able to get somebody who can actually help you, or are you just filling the roster spot? And so there's a reason we've been hanging on to the spot. We've just wanted to see who was out there and to see what was available, and we've been very patient. And unfortunately, nothing has jumped out at us in terms of really helping us to improve the club. So it's not looking like anything will happen today. Bob, I'm going to see Bob tonight. He's in Philadelphia. So we'll have that discussion, but I doesn't look like anybody's going to become available.
Steve, DeMarcus had his second 20-point, 10-rebound game of the season last night. I think he's progressing physically better than I could have ever hoped or anticipated. I hope you feel that way, too. He's shaking off that rust. But so many people are paralyzed by his plus-minus as a starter. To me, the fact that he's out there moving and looking good, like, that's all that really matters at this point in time. How concerned, if at all, are you by the raw data of his production?
Well, I'm excited with his progress. That's the main thing. As you said, if you look at the way he's played the last few games, just his finishes in the paint, his agility, his movement, he just looks more comfortable and more confident. And, you know, there's still a quarter of the season left, which, you know, depends, I guess, how you say it. If when you say 20 games, it sounds like it's going to go pretty fast, but it's a quarter of the season, and that's a good amount of time for us to prepare for the playoffs, for DeMarcus to continue to get in better shape and just more comfortable in our offense, more comfortable with our defense. And so I think it's all right there for us. And I know we're not playing particularly well at the moment, but I'm very happy with where we are overall, big picture-wise.
Steve, the next three games for you, some marquee opponents coming up, Philadelphia, Boston, and Denver. Is this the toughest three-game stretch of the entire year?
I have no idea. I mean, it's, you know, if we just play Philadelphia tomorrow, I don't even know who we played after that, to be honest with you. So the games keep coming, and it seems like everybody's good this year. There's never an easy night. So hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to bounce back from the last couple of nights, and you know, we'll get Kevin back, and I know our guys will be excited to finish up the road trip and hopefully on a high note and get home to the Bay.
Steph looked as gassed, I think, as I've seen him at that end of the Orlando game. He was out there. He took 33 shots. And, you know, here's a guy who prides himself on efficiency. He never wants to be a volume shooter, but he was turned into one with Durant's absence last night. How's, like, Steph feeling today? Is there any load management coming up in his near future?
He was disappointed more than anything today, just that, you know, there were some missed opportunities, and it was a game where when you looked at the flow of the game and the quality of the shots, it would have been easy to see that being a, you know, 40 plus point night for Steph. I mean, he had a lot of good looks that just didn't go. So he was frustrated and obviously more frustrated with the loss, but you know, the NBA, you know, the games keep coming, you just move on to the next one, and guys like Steph are amazing in their ability to just you know, forget a bad one and move on and keep going, and that's what you have to do.
You're in Philadelphia right now. Have you already picked up a Bryce Harper jersey?
No, but I have another 13 years to buy one.
Yeah, yes, you do.
I'll carve out the time at some point during that span.
13-year contract for a professional athlete. 13 years, Steve, it's like four lifetimes in professional sports.
Right? What were you doing 13 years ago?
13 years ago, I was 30 years old, and I was just lucky to be here. Let's be totally honest.
Oh, man, it's, it's the longest contract you can sign in the NBA is 5 years, so 13, that's crazy.
If you could sign for longer than 5 years, what kind of deal would Steph be looking at?
Yeah, definitely long-term. I would recommend 13 to Bob.
At the very, very least.
Yeah.
Turning to a serious subject, and one that, you know, you're very vocal about, even in the shirt that you wore to the post-game scrum last night. Your team took some time to host students and faculty from Stoneman Douglas High School. A year ago, my wife and I were vacationing in the Florida Keys when that tragic story broke, and it deflated the entire country, but the state of Florida especially, just miles away. I mean, you could feel the palpable pain. Tell me about what that experience was like for you, and if you sense some healing going on down there.
Well, we were excited to host some of the students and have them on the court during our shoot around in Miami, and you know, just doing something nice for some kids who have been through an awful lot, obviously, and it has become sort of my pet issue from a political standpoint, you know, trying to join the movement that's ongoing. And I really do believe that, you know, as much work as say the Brady Center has done, and they've done an incredible job over the last 25 years. In fact, 25 years ago yesterday was the anniversary of the Brady background bill. And so many people, so many groups have tried so hard to get things done, but I really believe that it's the Parkland kids and their movement, March for Our Lives, that is really, I think, changing the way our country thinks and feels. And you know, a lot of the kids from that school are leading the charge and organizing chapters for, you know, March for Our Lives all over the country. And I think that's the only way that anything's going to get done is with the next generation making this their priority. That's exactly what they're doing. So I'm really proud of them, and I want to support them any way that I can.
Steve, has anyone, whether it be in your personal inner circle, in your professional inner circle, ever said to you, you know, Steve, you shouldn't walk towards these issues. You should walk away from them. And if someone has said that to you, did you just say this is not how life functions in 2019? I think it's incredible how you pursue issues that others run from.
Well, I appreciate that. Nobody's ever said anything to me. There's plenty of negative stuff, you know, in terms of social media and I avoid that. But I'm well aware that there's lots of that stuff. But that's the world we live in. But I've never had any human being walk up to me and say anything negative about, you know, my social commentary or activism or whatever you'd like to call it. So I don't know. I think all of our players feel similarly. You know, we've been put into this amazing position where people listen to us and they hear us every day. And I'm proud of our guys for using that platform for a lot of good. And I try to do some things myself.
Well, it's noble, and I tell you, it gets recognized. On vacation, just discussing poolside, what I got to do, the conversation I get to have with you. The conversation about you didn't pivot towards basketball more than once or twice. It was really what you do and how you think and how you behave that I think really connects with people. And it's special. Not a lot of people would use the platform that you enjoy in the manner and the effectiveness in which you use it, Steve.
I appreciate that, and I think now there's never been a more important time for people to speak up and especially to try to make this particular cause, gun safety, be nonpartisan. You know, I mean that's the most I think frustrating part of all this is that, you know, 97% of Americans want background checks. So it should be a pretty easy thing to get passed, and yet it's been a struggle because it's turned into a political issue rather than a human rights issue and a safety issue and a health issue, and that's what's most frustrating. And I think that's the aim of the entire gun safety movement now is to move this away from being a partisan issue and just make this about protecting each other. Because there's nothing more dangerous that we face every day in this country than domestic terrorism and gun violence. You know, we're sitting here debating this big, huge wall to build on our border, and yet it's gun violence that takes 30 to 40,000 lives a year in this country, and somehow it's just become a political issue instead of one about safety, and it just drives me nuts.
Beyond being a pretty damn good coach, you're a hell of a guy, Steve Kerr. Never change.
All right. Thanks, Damon. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Always great to talk to Steve. Seriously, that's when I don't get a week with a, hey, how are you with that guy, I sort of miss him. There are not a lot of interviews I do where you feel that way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.